Gestational age, the tears, and the periviable zone. Why this module? Almost everything your girlfriend does is organized around a single number. How many weeks pregnant the mother was when the baby was born? That number sets the odds, the plan, and the tone of the conversation in the delivery room. If you understand gestational age, you understand the axis her whole world spins on. Learning objectives. Define gestational age and corrected age, and know why weeks is the unit that matters. Name the prematurity tiers, late, moderate, very, extremely preterm, and the week cutoffs. Describe the periviable zone and why 22 to 24 weeks is treated as a gray area. Quote current survival figures by week as ranges and explain why the denominator changes the number. Distinguish survival from survival without major morbidity. The main idea, gestational age is the age of the pregnancy, counted in completed weeks from the first day of the mother's last menstrual period. A baby born at 40 weeks is full term. A baby born at 26 weeks spent only about two-thirds of a normal pregnancy inside. Neonatologists write it as weeks plus days, so 23 and 4 means 23 weeks and 4 days. That extra day genuinely matters at the edges, which is why they bother tracking it. Term itself is a band, not a point. Full term is 39 weeks and 0 days through 40 weeks and 6 days. Anything from 37 weeks up to that is simply term. Below 37 weeks is preterm, and preterm is sliced into tiers that you will hear constantly. Late preterm is 34 to 36 and 6. These are the biggest, most robust preemies, and there are a lot of them. Moderate preterm is 32 to 33 and 6. Very preterm is below 32 weeks. Extremely preterm, the group that defines a level 4 intensive care unit's identity, is below 28 weeks. Each step down roughly doubles the trouble. Less lung, less brain, thinner skin, a gut that isn't ready for milk, blood vessels that leak. There is a matching vocabulary for size, and it is not the same axis as age. Low birth weight means under 2,500 grams, about 5.5 pounds. Very low birth weight is under 1,500 grams. Extremely low birth weight is under 1,000 grams, under a kilogram, roughly 2 pounds. A baby can be small for its gestational age, growth restricted or appropriately grown, so a neonatologist always holds both numbers in mind, how mature and how big. When your girlfriend says a 600-gram 24-weeker, she has just told you almost everything about how the night is going to go. Now the hard part. The periviable zone. Periviability is the edge of survival, roughly 22 to 24 completed weeks. Survival is essentially not achievable with today's technology, no matter what anyone does. Somewhere around 25 weeks, active treatment is nearly always offered and expected. In between sits the gray zone, where survival is genuinely possible, but far from assured, where outcomes vary enormously from one center to the next, and where the decision to attempt resuscitation is made with the family rather than dictated to them. This is the emotional and ethical core of extremely preterm medicine, and we give it a full module later. Here is where you have to be careful with numbers, because the same baby can be quoted very different odds, depending on who you count. If the denominator is every baby born alive at this age, survival looks lower, because it includes babies for whom no resuscitation was attempted. If the denominator is babies who are actively treated, survival looks higher, because you've removed the ones nobody tried to save. Both numbers are honest. They answer different questions. A good neonatologist always tells you which one they're using. With that caution in place, in the most recent large United States data from the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development's Neonatal Research Network for infants born 2020 to 2022 who received active care, survival to hospital discharge was roughly 35% at 22 weeks, about 55% at 23 weeks, around 70% at 24 weeks, and about 80% at 25 weeks. Across many centers and study designs, the ranges are wider still. Reported survival at 22 weeks spans from near zero to the high 30s, and at 24 weeks from about 30% to nearly 80%. That spread is not noise. It reflects real differences in how aggressively individual centers treat at the edge, and it is exactly why where you deliver is itself a risk factor. Survival is only half the story, and arguably the less important half to a family. The number that keeps neonatologists up at night is survival without major morbidity, walking out of the hospital without one of the big injuries of prematurity, severe bleeding in the brain, a destroyed gut, chronic lung disease that needs oxygen for months, or blindness from abnormal eye vessel growth. That composite number is always substantially lower than raw survival, especially at 22 and 23 weeks, where a large share of survivors leave with at least one serious morbidity and a meaningful risk of later developmental delay. When you hear the team quote a survival percentage and then go quiet, the silence is usually about that gap between living and living unharmed. One last piece of arithmetic you'll use constantly: corrected age, sometimes called adjusted age. For a preemie, you subtract the weeks they were early from their calendar age. A baby born 3 months premature, now 5 months old on the calendar, has a corrected age of about 2 months, and you should expect them to smile, roll, and reach like a 2-month-old, not a 5-month-old. Families cling to calendar age. The medical team lives in corrected age. Knowing the difference is the single fastest way to sound like you actually understand this world. At a level 4. Level 4 centers are where the periviable conversation happens most often, because that is where the 22 and 23 week deliveries get concentrated, either born in-house to high-risk mothers or transferred in. A second-year fellow at such a center will personally counsel families at the edge of viability and attend those deliveries, so she is fluent in these week-by-week odds in a way a general pediatrician never has to be. Because outcomes vary by center, level 4 units track and quote their own survival statistics, not just the national ones. Question: how is gestational age counted? Answer: in completed weeks and days from the first day of the mother's last menstrual period, written like 23 and 4 for 23 weeks, 4 days. Question: what is the gestational age band for full term? Answer: 39 weeks, 0 days, through 40 weeks, 6 days. Term broadly is 37 weeks and up. Question: define the 4 preterm tiers. Answer: late preterm, 34 to 36 plus 6. Moderate, 32 to 33 plus 6. Very preterm, under 32. Extremely preterm, under 28 weeks. Question: what is the periviable zone? Answer: roughly 22 to 24 completed weeks, the edge where survival is possible but not assured, and resuscitation decisions are shared with the family. Question: below what gestational age is survival essentially not achievable today? Answer: below 22 weeks. Question: why can two people quote very different survival odds for the same baby? Answer: the denominator differs, all live births versus infants who are actively treated. The latter yields higher survival. Question: approximate survival to discharge, actively treated, recent US NICHD data at 22, 23, 24, 25 weeks. Answer: roughly 35%, 55%, 70%, 80%, as ranges, and center dependent. Question: what does survival without major morbidity add beyond raw survival? Answer: it counts leaving the hospital free of severe brain bleed, NEC, chronic lung disease, or blinding ROP, always a lower number than raw survival. Question: define low, very low, and extremely low birth weight. Answer: under 2,500 grams, under 1,500 grams, under 1,000 grams. How do you compute corrected age? Answer: subtract the weeks born early from the calendar age. A 5-month-old born 3 months early has a corrected age of about 2 months. Conversation prompts. Basic: so when you say a baby is a 24-weeker, is that counting from conception or from her last period? Middle: when your unit quotes survival at 23 weeks, is that out of all live births or just the ones you actively treat? Do those numbers diverge a lot? Insider: how does your center's own periviable survival compare to the NICHD network numbers, and does that shape how you counsel at 22 weeks?